All right, and I'm going to open it up to Mother Clark. You can go forth at this time.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. God is good. I bless him for allowing us to come together and to pray together and to lift up his holy name. I was reading and reading. I was trying to decide which psalm I would like to read. I especially love the Psalm of Degree, but I'm going to read, this is one of them, Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And I praise it because it's there that the dew that ran down Aaron's beard, even to his garment, and the people that were in line to receive the anointing that first landed on the head of the leader. And I praise God for that because that's where God commands the blessing. And I praise God that this group of saints have decided in their hearts that we're going to be a part of the prayer service that comes on every day, because even with the Psalm of Degrees, it's telling us that the presence of God is not carted, but is carried on the shoulders of men. And that means men and women, because God lives on the inside of us, and he's strong in us. And we can minister from wherever we are because we carry the presence of the Lord. I remember when I was working years ago that one of the sisters said, well, everybody get excited when you make it to work, late or early. And the Lord said, don't get the big head. It's because you carry the presence of the Lord. Get these people saved. And I praise God because by his grace and mercy, several of the people that I worked with came and became a part of our church. And I'm not going to say that they all got saved. Some had been saved and backslidden, but God is good because we carry his presence. And we carry his presence because we read his word. We're in line with our leader. And the oil that starts on Bishop Clark's head runs down until it lands on us. But we have to stay in line for the blessing. We have to stay in our place to receive the blessings of the Lord. And I love him for it. I love him for his mercy and for his grace. I thank him for another day. I thank him to see the sun rise another day. I thank him for how he's blessed all of us to be holy, to be righteous, because that he dwells on the inside of us. Nothing of us, but because he dwells on the inside of us, and he's able to do the things that on our own we're not able to do. On our own, we're not able to forgive the way we should. We're not able to bless the way we should. We're not able to gather and witness the way we should unless the Holy Spirit would direct us. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus this morning. We come thanking you for who you are. We thank you because you're high and you're lifted up. We thank you because you're holy and you're righteous. We thank you because you're not a respecter of persons. We thank you, Father, because as our faith grows, Father, we have more trust in you. We receive more things that you have in store for us, Father. Increase our faith. Cause us to walk closer with you. Cause us to continue to learn. cause us to continue to receive. Even in our old age, Father, let us be able to bear fruit, Father, so that we can have people that would witness to you and come in closer to you. We pray, Father, for those that are lonely. Father, we know that you are a comforter. We know that you're able to go into their homes and embrace them and keep them from being lonely, Lord. We pray for those that are in financial distress. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they're unable to receive because of the abundance. We pray for those, Father, that lack patience. Give us patience in knowing what you will and will do, continue to do. Help us to continue to live right, Father. Help us to continue, Father, to be the children of God that you called us to be. We pray, Father, for those that are at war. We pray, Father, that you would comfort those that have lost loved ones. We pray, Father, that you would comfort those, Father, that are in distress for any reason. We pray for every church that's represented on this line, Father. We pray that the churches, Father, would continue to point people toward Jesus and not towards a building. We thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you for what you are. We thank you for your blessings, Father, that continue to overtake us, Father, and to keep us. We thank you for the leaders that you put in our midst. We thank you for the prayer leads, Father, that are able to get up, Father, and direct the prayer and host it, Father. We thank you for every prayer leader and for every prayer organizer, Father. We thank you, Father, for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for the leadership that you put in those that help to bring this to part. We thank you, Father, for Felice. We thank you, Father, for Minister Erica. We thank you, Father, for Minister LaShonda. We thank you for all of those that are leaders, Father, and that help to make the ministry of Bishop Eric Clark more prosperous and to come forth strongly, Father. We thank you for you choosing his wife. We thank you for her being the perfect partner, Father. We thank you for blessing her, Father, and calling her. We understand, Father, that callings come to more than just the bishop and the preachers, and they come, but there are callings for everything. There's a calling to be his wife, and we thank you, Father, for how you've blessed her and kept her, Father, with all the things that are necessary to bring this about. We thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for the Minister Andre, for his wife, and we thank you, Father, for Pastor Terry Buckner. I know I'm calling names, but just as I can remember them, I remember Terry Buckner was in my foundation class years and years ago, Pastor Terry Buckner, and wow, did he get it right. I praise God for how you blessed him. I thank you for how you keep him, Father, and how he's a witness, Father. I thank you for blessing his children and his grandchildren, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to call out each one of my grandchildren by name, Father, and claim the blessing, Father, of salvation on their lives, Father. However way you choose to bring it, Lord, I claim the salvation for each one. I call out their names. I praise you, Father, that you've given Bishop Clark the ability to teach us, Father, to have a prayer lesson or a class in our homes. Call those unsaved people to us, Father. Let them see our lives. Let them see that we are a walking Bible. Let them see, Father, that we choose to love you. We choose to live right, and we choose to have joy while we're doing it. Father, if they see us, if we walk out our lives with you, Father, they will be inclined, Father, to do the same thing. If we show them that when we're troubled and overwhelmed, we fly to the rock called Christ Jesus, We come to you, Father, praying and asking for mercy. We need your mercy, Father, because none of us are completely right all the time. And so we ask you to send your mercy. Let it shower down upon each and every one of us. We pray your blessings upon the ministry, Father. We pray your blessings upon those that give sacrificially, Lord. We pray for those, Father, that have a desire to give and just don't have it. We pray, Father, that you would keep each and every one on this prayer call. We pray, Father, that this prayer would be contagious, because it is a service, Father, that will cause us to uplift you and uplift your name. And relief is received, Father, by those that participate. We thank you, Father, for this being a great way to start our day, for this being a great way, Father, to bless those around us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for washing us in your precious blood. Give us a clean heart, Father, and renew the right spirit within us, Father. Let us worship you with spirit, grace, and truth, Father. Let us live our lives, Father, that would glorify you. Guide our feet, Father, that we walk in the right way. Take us, Father, on the journey you would have us to go. We praise you. We bless you. We exalt you and we glorify you. We worship you, Father, and we bow down before you. We magnify you, Father, and we lift you up. Our praise belongs to you. Our praise continually is at your feet and at you, as we bow, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word being a lamp unto our feet. Thank you for your word guiding us. Thank you for the warmth that you put on the inside of us, Father. Thank you for allowing us to feed the spirits, Father, that we have on the inside. Thank you for a great leader. Thank you for a great pastor. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, Father. Sometimes thank you is not enough, and we have to be able to live out our thanks, to walk in our thanks, to bless those that we hear the names called that constantly are giving, Father, and we praise you for that. Continue to bless them. I have no doubt that they'll be blessed, Father, because your word says it. There's no doubt, Father, that they will live a long life, Father, and be blessed according to your word. There's no doubt in me because of what your word says. I praise you for your word. I praise you that you've allowed us to know your word. I praise you for all those prayer leads that come on and repeat your word. Thank you for us being able to start out a great day. Thank you for us walking with you. And we place this day into your hand as you bless our leaders and cause us to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, I turn it back over into Pastor Lenore.
Amen, Mother Clark. Wow, thank you. Thank you for that prayer. God is good. Hallelujah. Again, today is Friday. I am Pastor Lenore, your prayer host, and we're giving God praise this morning. Thank you, Mother Clark. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you again. Well, we're praying for our brothers. We're praying for our sisters. We're praying for all those that are a part of our ministry, all those that are on the prayer list. We're praying for Sage Fisher. We're praying for all the kids. We're praying for Derek. We're praying for Bernard. We're praying for Mercedes. We're praying for Yanni. We're praying for Daniel. We're praying for Calvin. We're praying for Cynthia Horton, who lost her brother and who is a prayer lead. We're praying for Sister Pat. We praise God for all those that are a part and those that have place their prayer requests on the prayer line. We give God praise for you. God bless you. God bless you. We pray your strength for those who have lost loved ones, Sister Cynthia and Sister Karima. We give God praise. We praise for the lives that our brother. We pray for the life of your son. We give God praise and the glory and the memories that and the joy that they brought to our lives. We thank God for you all and them. Amen. All right, I'm going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, which is Sister Pat. And thank you, Pat. You are still going forth in spite of. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that.
Thank God for Jesus. Good morning,
Amen.
Everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going with God. I'm going with praise. And I'm going to read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving, and to his court with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank God for Jesus. And I was thinking this, got up this morning, and God put my mind on David. Let's have the spirit of David. David was a man after God's own heart. He was a soldier, he was a praiser, he was a worshiper. And God wants us to have that spirit, the spirit of praise, that we could, no matter what's going on, we still got to praise, that we could be content, that we know who God is. When we know who God is, we can praise through all circumstances because we know that God got our back. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord God. We are soldiers, not babies. And Jesus Christ is our commanding chief. We shall win. We can't lose. People can't discourage us. Demons don't defeat us. Storms don't weary us. Persecution can't silence us. Sickness can't stop us. Hell can't handle us. Death don't destroy us. We will always triumph. Thank God for Jesus. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord God, taught by the Holy Spirit, marching into heaven. We are soldiers. Thank God for Jesus. And we thread upon serpents, upon scorpions, and power over all the enemy. And if we touch anything, it shall not harm us. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And we press, Lord, towards the mark in the high calling of Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus is our lifeline. In him we move and have our being. We praise you, God, for who you are and what we are in you, Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are more than a conqueror. In him that loves us, we are not defeated. We are overcomers. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank God for Jesus. We pray, God. Lord, let your word, Lord, come alive in us, Lord. That the people don't see us, Lord. They see you in us, Lord. And we walk the walk and talk the talk of Jesus Christ. We look to the hills from where cometh our help. That all our help cometh from the Lord, the God that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein, Lord. Lord, we are soldiers, God. And we fight the good fight of faith. And faith heals the substance of things that are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Father God, thank you, God, for Jesus. Lord, we pray and intercede, Lord, for the whole world, Lord. Lord, let your people, God, that don't know you, God, become children of the living God. Lord, pour out your spirit, God, on our young men and women, that they shall prophesy, Lord. Lord, they are leaders of tomorrow, God. Lord, let all your gifts, God, fall on them, God. Lord, we pray, God, that your word, God, be taught to our youth, God, in the homes, God, in the schools, in the church, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, let your word, God, fall on good ground. Let us seek ye first, Lord, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else is added on unto us. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, let your word, God, let your word come alive all over the world, God. Let it run rapid throughout the world, God, that the breaker is going up before us, God, and broken through every wall and limitation, Lord, that through the name of Jesus, that we could leap over walls, Lord, that through the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we are the head, God. We are not defeated. We are not fearful, God. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And we pray, God, for all the sick and the study and God, all over the world, God. Everyone that lost loved ones, God. Everyone that's going through any type of trials, God. Lord, meet the needs, God, according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Jehovah heals your name. Jehovah heals your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle, that the battle yields the Lord. Oh, we thank you, God, for Jesus. We take, God, all our burdens to the Lord and leave him there. Thank God for Jesus. He is our way maker, a promise keeper, a miracle worker, a light in the darkness. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line and every prayer line, Lord, that the word of God go forth throughout the world, Lord. Lord, your word, God, bring healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Lord, break, God, every chain, every yoke, every burden, sickness and disease and strongholds from out of our life, God. Lord, let us be rooted and grounded in the word, God. Your word is life. Your word is meat indeed, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blood, the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over our life, God. Thank God for the blood, the blood. He is our way maker. He's the bread of life. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, let us praise and worship you, God, that you call us into holiness, God. and the praise is God. Lord, let us praise and worship you, God. Lord, that the praise will break the yokes and the burden of sickness and disease and strongholds from out of our life, God. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. Your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And Lord, we pray, God. Lord, let us pray the will of God over our life, over our children, God, over everything we do, God. Let us seek the will of the Lord, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, for making a way out of seemingly no way, God. Lord, we thank you for opening doors, God, that no man can open. Thank you, Lord, for closing doors, Lord, that no man can open, God. Lord, we thank you for all your benefits, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you already done. And we thank you for the what you're going to do, God. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Jesus came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. Lord, let us be like the tree, God, that's planted by the rivers of water, that everything we do shall prosper, Lord. Lord, I thank and praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And I thank God, everyone that's been a help to me and everyone else that needs help, God. We thank you, God, for your people, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Lord, let us be at the right place, at the right time, to be in on the move of God. And Lord, whatever you do in God, in this season, Lord, Lord, don't forget about me, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for moving on everyone's behalf, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I turn it back over to the prayer lead.
Amen, amen. Praise God for that prayer, Sister Pat. Pat said, whatever you're doing, Lord, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. Yes, don't forget about me, Lord. He ain't forget. We're ever so present on his mind. Give God praise for it. Hallelujah. We praise God. People of God, the Lord is good. You may need to leave at this time, but we give God praise for you joining. We thank God. We want you to make sure you send out the links and have your family and friends join us. Prayer is blessing us. I know it's blessing me, and I pray that it's ministering to you on a daily basis. But we wanted to minister it to the, all of our family and friends, and so invite them to join our prayer so it won't be just us four and no more, all right? And we're giving God praise. We're worshiping. We're glorifying God. Hallelujah. His presence is meeting us there. He's healing. He's setting free. He's delivering. Hallelujah. And so let's share it with our family and friends. All right, people of God, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Gail.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Lenora. And good morning to everyone. God bless you all. My prayer focus today is going to be on rest. Amen. The Bible teaches us that rest is a blessing. And last week on the Daily Bread, Bishop Clark taught about balance. And he spoke in depth about balance, balance in our lives, balance in everything. Rest is one of the things that gives us that balance in our lives and in our bodies, in our minds, and in our soul. Amen. Now, many people don't get a good night's sleep. I know this for a fact. I know lots of people who just don't have good sleeping habits. And so we have sleep clinics. People go to sleep clinics just like they go to any other clinic, and there's several sleep clinics around. So it's a chronic condition in our society, and many people don't realize the value of getting away for just a vacation, whether it be a short one or an extended trip. Every form of rest is meant to refresh us so that we can be the best possible version of ourselves. And as we are working here to further God's kingdom on earth, the best is going to be required of us. So I'm going to share some scriptures about rest, and I'm also going to pray those scriptures just as I normally do. So let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you this morning. We come, Lord, to worship you. We come to praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for the scripture on Psalms 100. We want to enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. I say amen and amen to that entire passage. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your compassion that never fail us, God. Thank you today, God. Hallelujah. And Lord, in this world, there seems to always be a hustle and a bustle, and finding moments of true rest can sometimes seem like a luxury. We thank you that your word invites us to enter into a profound rest, not just of the body, but of the soul. Thank you, Lord, that as we trust you and surrender our will, we can experience a peace that transcends our circumstances. And God, I come against the thinking that needing to rest is a sign of weakness or laziness. I come against that in the name of the Lord. And God, I thank you that you offer rest as a blessing to those of us who fully put our trust in you. Psalms 4 and 8 reads, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." That is one of my most favorite scriptures, because I have had times where I would have a problem with sleeping, but somehow that scripture always seems to get me to the place where I need to be, where I can get some rest and some sleep. Amen. And Lord, we thank you, just as King David professed in this scripture, that we can sleep well at night, even in distressing times and surrounded by the ungodly. We will sleep well because our safety comes from you and not from our circumstances or even what we might be feeling. And some people are tormented by what their enemies say about them. So we ask you, Lord, to help your people to instead put our trust in you. And as your word says, we will have a gladness that the world cannot take away, even with all the trouble that comes our way, because you alone, O Lord, make us to dwell in safety. Thank you for restful and peaceful sleep. Amen. Jeremiah 31:25, "For I will refresh the weary soul and replenish all who are weak." Amen. God, we thank you for promised abundance and satisfaction to the empty, tired soul. And we thank you that the soul filled with sorrow will be filled with hope and peace. And we pray for those who have lost children and loved ones over this past year. We just pray a special blessing for those families who lost their children last month. We pray for them. We lift them up to you, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you will give them rest. You will give them peace, your peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you, Lord. We pray that your peace We pray for your peace for all of those who are anxious and are worried for any reason today, Lord. We pray that your peace, that you will refresh them and replenish them. Amen. Isaiah 40, verse 29, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Sometimes we are weak and faint. We feel faint and weak. And sometimes we're totally exhausted from the hardships of this life. Pardon me. But we thank you, Lord, for the strength that comes directly from you. That strength to move forward in the might and the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us to advance the kingdom of God on this earth. We want to complete what you have given us to do in this life. And we know that Jesus rested in Mark 6:31. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, and he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Amen. So, Jesus, we know that you encouraged your disciples to take time out of their busy ministry schedule to rest. And you know the importance of hard work better than any of us, Lord. You and the disciples were constantly busy, but at the same time, you know that we can only be our most effective at our work, whether it's spiritual or natural, when we also take time to rest. Lord, we see this because you took the disciples away to a solitary place so that they could get some rest. Let us follow your example. Follow your lead, God. Matthew 8 and 24. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. And I just want to highlight that Jesus was sleeping. Amen. So, Lord, we see in this scripture you were asleep even during a violent storm. And just as the disciples were desperate, we get that way sometimes. We also see that in your humanity, you were tired and you needed rest. Sometimes in the intensity of our lives, we get tired and drained. And sometimes we're just literally worn out. So, Lord, we ask you to make our hearts and our minds peaceful as we trust in the love and care of our Heavenly Father so that we can sleep even through the storms of our lives. Matthew 11 and 28. I don't know what's going on here. I'm sorry, you guys. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So, Lord, when we surrender to you and when we learn from you, we find rest for our souls. Your ways are gentle and your yoke is easy to bear compared to those burdens of this world. And you offer us rest even from the burdens that we put on ourselves. Help us, Lord, to deepen our relationship with you and help us to increase our dependence on you for all provision so that we don't get burdened down. And then there's a soul rest. Psalm 62 and 1, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Psalms 91:1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 62:5. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Amen. And then Psalms 23:2. We're all familiar with this scripture. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You are our gentle shepherd. You provide us with rest and refreshment. We thank you, Lord, to lead us to peaceful places where we can find nourishment for our souls, places like the daily bread. Amen. God, you know our needs, and you guide us in the right direction. You give us the rest we need as we trust in you. And then there's a Sabbath rest. So from Genesis chapter 1, we see that it was never designed for us to work 24/7. God showed us that was never in the plan of God. From the beginning of the creation story, God put a rhythm of work and rest in place. Work and rest. Amen. As we read these scriptures on rest, it is clear to us that we don't need to feel guilty for taking time off to rest. But instead, God, we ask you to show us that taking time off work to rest and refresh our souls is your design and plan for us. Taking time off work to rest is one of the Ten Commandments. Amen. God, we ask you to help those of us who need to stop our endless striving and productivity and achievement and trust in you fully. Rest is an act of faith, and we thank you, Lord, for this gift and blessing. And we know, Lord, that rest is difficult to achieve in our times, in this modern world, full of distractions and expectations. Some of us are expected to answer emails and text messages from work on any day, at any time. Businesses, they're open all the time and calling us to that retail therapy. Amen. That's not where we get our rest. Our lives are full and busy, and it seems there is more to do than what we can fit into 7 days, let alone just 6. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us to realize that this is part of the reason why so many Christians, especially ministers and especially those on the front line, Lord, they struggle with stress and burnout, and we're overwhelmed with worry and anxiety. Many of us, our relationships, our mental and physical health are suffering because our lives are out of balance. We have forgotten how to rest. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to rest. I pray that reading these Bible verses about rest has blessed you. And as you meditate on God's gift of rest, I hope you are able to find ways to protect the time you need to refresh your soul in the presence of our Savior. And I just want to close with Hebrews 4:9. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their work, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Amen, amen. God bless you all, and I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Lenora.
Amen. Thank you for that, Gail. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Rest, rest, rest. She did a whole dissertation on rest. Matthew 11 and 28 states, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and burden is light. Praise God. As we focus on the Lord, he will give us rest. But as Gail just said, rest, 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 rest takes faith. Praise God. We worship the Lord this morning. We give God praise. Again, I exhort you to go to our website, ekcministries.org. You can go there and put in your prayer request. You can put in your GPS. You can even give an offering on our website. Again, it's ekcministries.org. We're asking for your GPS. I don't know. Some people have amazing testimonies. I mean, whatever your testimony is, let's share it so somebody can hear it and be blessed by it. And so go to our website, again, ekcministries.org, and put in your prayer request, but your GPS, your testimony of the goodness of God, how he delivered you, how he set you free, how he moved on your behalf. You didn't know where you was going to go or what you was going to do, but God stepped in. And so make sure you tell your testimony and put it on our website. Amen. And we will make sure it reaches the masses. All right, people of God. You can also go to our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark, and help us reach more people with your giving, through your giving. Your giving is powerful. Your giving is an act of faith. Your giving, it strengthens us. And so help us be strong in the Lord, hallelujah, with your giving and your support, your financial support. We bless the name of Jesus. All right, it's my turn to pray. I am your last prayer lead. I don't have a topic, but I'm just going to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you for another day that you've kept us. I thank you, God, that you do all things well, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for your presence being in our life, God. We thank you, God, for being God and God alone. We thank you for saving us and putting us on the right path. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We cannot say thank you enough, God. You've been too good to us, God, to not say thank you, God. You've been too good to us, God. Hallelujah, for us not to praise your name. And so we lift you up this morning. We magnify your name, God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the lily of the valley, God. You are the bright and morning star. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God. You're kind, God. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah. And we ascribe to you the glory and the praise that's due your name, God. Hallelujah. You've been so good to us, God. God, when we didn't know what to do, when our backs was up against the wall, God, you always made a way out of no way, God. You always stepped in, God. Hallelujah. And changed and rearranged situations, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being the all-knowing God. You know things that we don't know, God. God, you move things that we be wanting to keep in the same position, God. God, we thank you, God, for being all-knowing. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being omnipotent. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings, God. God, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Holy are you, God. Holy are you, God. God, we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for those who have lost lost loved ones, God. God, we ask that you put your love and arms and comfort around them, God. God, we pray for those that are sick among us, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you pour in the oil and the wine, God. Heal them from the crown of their heads to the tip of their toes, God. Those that are emotionally damaged, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you put them back together, God, like only you can, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for those that are strung out on drugs, God, that you take the taste out of their mouths, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that those that don't have direction, God, you give us direction, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah. For all those that are in need, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would come in and make a way and move and change and rearrange and help, God. God, we pray for in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you bless those that are in need, bless those that are need faith, God. Though bless those who have walked away from you, God, and turned their back on you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you'll invite them back into the fold, God. You'll tug on their heart, God. Let them feel your presence. Let them know that it's you, God. Let them know that you have never left them or forsook them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for the sinner on today, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they will repent of their sin, God. They'll turn from their wicked way and they'll seek your face, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. The sinner's prayer, God. Yes, we repent, God. Yes, we turn our ways to you, God. Yes, we renounce the devil, God. And God, we turn towards you, God. Come into our hearts, God. Move by your Spirit, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for saving us. We thank you for your saving grace, God. God, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, God. God, we thank you for being stretched wide and hung high, God. God, we thank you for the blood that came streaming down, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for the crown of thorns that was placed upon your brow, God. We thank you for those 39 stripes that you took, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for them piercing you in the side, God, for the nails that was placed in your hands and feet, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the sacrifice of your life that you've given to us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your blood that covers, the blood that sets us free, the blood. We thank you for the blood, God. God, we thank you that it's a living sacrifice, God, that we're going to be a living sacrifice, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. You're holy, God. Hallelujah. You're wonderful and you're kind, God. You thought about us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we say have your way on this line. Move by your Spirit, God. God, we lift up all those that are on the prayer line, prayer list, God. God, we thank you for Serge Fisher being brought back home, God. We thank you for all the kids, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all kids, God. Teenagers, little kids, youth, babies, God. God, we pray for all the kids, God. We plead the blood over them, God. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for Derek, God, who's in ICU, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you heal like only you can, move like only you can. We plead the blood over his body, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, God. Have your way in Derek's life, God. God, we pray for Brother Bernard, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you heal, God. Move, God. Deliver and set free, God. God, we pray for Mercedes, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you do a new work, a fresh work, God, in our body, in our mind, in our spirit, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for Yanni, God. Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' name that you move and heal like only you can, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for Daniel and Calvin, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for those, God, that are on our prayer list, God. We thank you for Sister Cynthia, God. We thank you that you're comforting her and putting your arms around her, God, letting her know that you're there, God, in a time of bereavement, God. God, in the time in which she lost a family member, God. God, we thank you that you're always there, God. You're always protecting, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we thank you for Sister Pat, God, on today, God. God, we thank you that she didn't get hurt in the fire, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that you're going to make a way out of no way. You're going to open doors for her, God. God, we specifically ask for doors to be open for Pat in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for Karima, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you're comforting her heart as she has lost her son, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for all those who have lost loved ones in 2024, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that only you can heal and only you can just let them have joyous memories, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that the joy of the Lord be their strength, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for all those that are in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers, God. God, we thank you, God, for giving the nurses and the doctors, patients, God, the ability to deal with them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. Have your way in this ministry. Move by your spirit, God. Let your spirit rest upon this prayer line in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray for everyone that's attached to this prayer line, everybody that called in on today, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your spirit and your anointing will go to them, God. Let them feel your presence, God. Let them feel your anointing right now, God. Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you move on them in their spirits, God. Move where they are, God. Hallelujah. Whether they're at work or at home or wherever they are in the marketplace, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you let them be a light shining in dark places, God. Let them be a light for you, God. Let them be a candle in darkness, God. God, we thank you and we praise you. We say, use us for your glory, God. Use us, God. Less of us and more of you, God. Less of our spirit and more of your spirit, God. Less of our anointing and more of yours, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, God. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And God, we pray for the man of God, the men of God that's represented on this phone line, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would anoint them, God. Let this weekend be a blessed weekend, God. Let the word come forth with boldness and power, God. Let somebody give their life to you, God. Let somebody be saved, God. Don't let it be regular routine church, God. But God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that somebody is delivered and somebody is set free and somebody confess you as their Lord and Savior. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Pray. Amen. 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 All right, people of God, I'm going to unmute the line.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We glorify Jesus this morning. We give him praise. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
God,
we worship the Lord
everyone
together. You can tune in to our daily bread right now at 9 o'clock. And Bishop Clark is going forth. Yes, Bishop Clark is going forth. And so I encourage you to go to YouTube, our YouTube channel, and see the daily bread and participate. Not only see it, but I want you to participate. Yeah, I want you to participate in it. And so make sure you comment and like it and share it and do all of the things that make the ministry grow. All right, people of God, you all have a lovely day. I'll see you all on Sunday morning.